In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the cult classic film Cruel Intentions, the North American tour of the off-Broadway smash hit Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical, gets underway later this week in Schenectady, New York. Following sold-out runs in Los Angeles and a critically acclaimed sold-out run in New York City, the new musical, a stage adaptation of Roger Cumble's 1999 cult hit film, created by Jordan Ross, Lindsay Rosen, and Roger Cumble, will launch its first national tour at Proctor's on Friday night. The production will then play over 18 cities this spring. Producer Eva Price joins us this morning to tell us more. Welcome to the program, Eva. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. So at what point did it dawn on a bunch of people that, oh, Cruel Intentions would make a great musical?
Well, our creators are 90s kids, Jordan Ross and Lindsay Rosen, and they were living in Los Angeles, thinking up musicals to put on and things to adapt. And like many of us, they had always loved Cruel Intentions, the movie. And they decided that it would be fun to insert 90s songs in key moments and see what happens. So almost as a lark, they put it up at a bar nightclub under no lights with minimal rehearsal and realized very quickly that they were onto something, that in fact, this movie with these characters and this arc that that these characters have of manipulation and deception and love and sex actually made for great musical comedy. And alas, after what was supposed to be a weekend of performances turned out into 6 months of sold out performances, which led to our New York run, which led to our national tour.
So when you look at the songs, some were in the soundtrack to the film, some were added, right? Some have been added for this show.
That's right. That's right. Well, what we did is we took the quintessential iconic songs from the film, like Bittersweet Symphony, right, which ends the movie, or Colorblind, which is that very key moment when Sebastian is coming down the escalator at Penn Station and sees his love there, Annette. And we made those musical theater songs where they furthered the story, they furthered the character development, they got into the emotional moment of the book and did what great musical theater songs do, which is extend the storytelling.
I am folded and unfolded and unfolding I am. Color. Black and egg white, pull me out from inside. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready, I am fine.
Was it a bear to get the rights?
I would say that publishers these days are protective and care a lot about how their music is used. But when they see great material, they give clearances. And I wouldn't call it a bear, but I also wouldn't call it a possum.
Yeah. But it is very much a part of, I mean, the film, and it all makes sense. And you have a soundtrack out, and the soundtrack sounds amazing. It sounds great. And so while these songs are familiar, it also, as you say, that idea of a theater song, it really gives it a different vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a great moment where we meet Annette Hargrove for the first time in the musical, and she's singing I'm Just a Girl.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. So don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, all pretty and petite. So don't let me have any rights.
Whoa. Now, it is both a wonderful song that we all love and remember very well from the 90s, but it also tells you the story of the girl we're about to meet, whose journey we're going to follow, and it sets up that character. There's a great moment when we meet Catherine Mertoy, and we get to see the inner workings of her manipulation and her deceptive tactics, and she sings the glorious "I'm a Bitch."
Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. Oh,
now, that's a great song that tells an excellent story about a female empowered woman who's making choices and is tongue-in-cheek about being called a curse word, and we embrace that.
You know, this film came out probably 20 years after it was meant for my age. So, but I loved it, and I want you to, because I think you are finding, audiences are finding, a universality to the movie, even though it is very much a movie about young adults, and it takes place in a very defined time. There is a universal appeal to it.
I totally agree with that statement, and I would also say there's a timeless appeal to it. I mean, it does take place in 1990s New York and is very of that moment, but it the themes of it have not gotten dated. The ideas of characters playing these games have not gotten dated. I mean, if you think about the source material, it's Le Liaison Dangereuse, which is from the 1700s. So
right.
Obviously, there's a timelessness to the core story, and it felt very of the moment in 1999, and it feels very of the moment in 2019. It's people who are in love playing games, playing manipulation, and testing the limits that they can test as youth, and to be experiencing it in today, in this day and age, it's pure escapism, because our version of telling it's fun and funny, and going to the theater and being entertained is absolutely universal, as you say, and timeless.
So staying on that track just for a moment, the idea of the movie itself being a cult hit, what do you think it was about the film that struck audiences and really became lasting?
I think a lot of it was the casting and the fact that you met for the first time these iconic, gorgeous, sexy, fascinating actors and actresses playing these roles and creating these characters. And, you know, that is in your head, the archetype and the paradigm that they created stays in your head. And we've done that in our show. We've cast someone who looks and sounds like Ryan and Sarah Michelle and Reese and Selma in a really visceral way. So we've held on to that iconography of the cast. And I think also it was the style. I mean, the tone is so funny and fun, but it's deceptively funny. It is, you know, it is at its base a cat and mouse game of sexual exploration, all dealt with such a wink and a nod. And I think when you have good storytelling that is that surprising and shocking and also very, very hilarious, it can catapult to another stratosphere, which is what that film did in 1999.
So when you're casting the actors, you're looking for sexy and gorgeous.
Absolutely. And guess what? We did it. we absolutely delivered on sexy and gorgeous. And truly, I mean, if you go side by side to our cast and the original actors, it's really disarming how closely tied they are.
So as you say, you do well in Los Angeles, you do well in New York, and now you bring it on the road, and you start here in Schenectady. So what has that been like of getting a tour ready?
Oh, it's been so much fun. You know, the great thing about this cult classic is its universal appeal throughout North America. there's hardly a city that doesn't have some great girls' night out or theater-going community or nightlife-appreciating community that doesn't know or want to see the show. So it's been a lot of fun to plan the tour, to go to the major cities that we're all going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the film, the fact that we're following the re-release of the movie in so many movie theaters across North America is super exciting also. So it's really a joy. It's a joy to put it together and to produce it for this moment because the time is just right for it.
Well, the name of the show is Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical. It's at Proctor's in Schenectady at 8 o'clock this Friday night, and you can find out more information by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. Eva Price, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about the show this morning. Have a beautiful run, and thank you for sharing with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you as well. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Again, Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical, is at Proctor's in Schenectady at 8 o'clock this Friday night, March 29th, proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.